The first few days went by pretty quickly. Bobby and I explored the grounds, which were pretty extensive. The concert organizers showed up the first morning we were there to talk to Birch and Uncle Star, who showed them the meadow where the concert was going to take place. Bobby and I explored the lodge and the grounds, being careful not to move anything around while Uncle Star went through everything. Aunt Sarah and Mom helped him do that, even though he thought she should be taking it easy. But really, every day we were there, Uncle Star seemed more and more, I'd almost say depressed. I hope he'll be okay. I've never seen him like this. Dad spent a lot of time either inside the lodge or sitting out on the huge porch in the sunshine. He's walking a lot more than ever, but still spends a lot of time sitting down, although he seems to be avoiding the wheelchair. One day after Bobby and I had spent most of the afternoon exploring or watching the landscapers working on the meadow, spreading what looked like topsoil and bringing in equipment, we went back inside the lodge for dinner to find Mom, Dad, and Aunt Sarah huddled around Uncle Star. Dad came over to us as soon as he saw us.
We have pizza coming, boys. Why don't the two of you go upstairs and pack a few things? We're heading up to Jasper tomorrow.
All of us?
All of us. Your uncle needs a couple of days away from here.
What's wrong?
You boys are old enough to know. He's depressed. Going through all of his mother's worldly possessions and the memories they bring up is really wearing him down. He's about halfway through. A few days away should help him. Now, don't you two go treating him any different, okay? He actually perks up with you around. I don't know what he would do if he knew that his condition was affecting the two of you.
Don't worry, Mr. Draper. We won't.
Yeah, we won't. Bobby and I went upstairs and combined our two bags into one. We were told it was okay to put the rest in the chest of drawers in the room. The next morning, Birch got one of the concert crew to drive him into town, and Birch came back with this huge van. Then he and Uncle Star took the last seat out, so there was plenty of room for luggage and this huge case I've never seen before. Hey, Birch, what's in the case?
Oh, that? That's a telescope that Star forgot he had left here. He's planning on spending a night up in the mountains doing some observing.
Wow, it must be pretty big.
It's actually mostly padding. Okay, I was told that you two get the back seat. The rest of us will take turns driving.
We all got in the van after that. Dad insisted that we leave the wheelchair in the lodge and that he would be fine with just a cane. He also insisted on taking his turn driving. Once we got into the mountains, though, it got kind of boring. It was like driving down this trench. Mountains on both sides, the highway in front and behind, the sky up above. And that was it. After about 2 hours, we stopped at a gas station and got something to eat, too. Even though I was wearing my bomber jacket, it was cold. Only about 50 degrees. In the middle of the day. Dad said that was normal for the mountains, and up near the peaks, it got down even to the teens at night. I guess I should have brought my parka. We got back on the road after that. Bobby and I tried playing games in the back seat, but just like in Wyoming, we lost cell connection. And although we had our Game Boys, they soon ran out of juice. Bobby spent most of the time after that writing in his journal, which he brought along. I never understood why he writes in it more than once a day, but it makes him happy. I just looked out the window at the mountains and the highway. The scene just reminded me of one of the songs Birch wrote for the concert.
Back in 1958, we drove an old V8, and when it gone 100 thou, we got out and pushed it a mile. We didn't know who we were, we didn't know what we did. We were just on the road, coming down from Canada. My daddy read a sign that took us in the wrong direction. I asked my daddy where we were going. He said, we'll just follow our nose. So I looked out the window and dreamed I was a cowboy. We didn't know who we were. We didn't know what we did. We were just on the road. Met a girl in a truck cafe, fell in love almost right away. Then the Mercury was ready to go, and I had to leave her. Shooby dooby doo shadoo, shooby dooby doo shadoo shadoo. Go home, said the man in the moon. Go home. Turn out my light. Go home.
We didn't know where we were going.